Okay, Rabbeinu Achai, Parshas Dvarim. So he starts off the pasuk in Mishlei, Perek Chav Ches, pasuk Chav Gimel, Melchiach Adam Acharai, Chein Yimta, Mimachlik Lashon. So someone who gives rebuke to people after me, he will find graciousness, and it's better than someone who's tells people they're great when they're not. So Rabbeinu Bechai explains this to mean in the first Pashup Shat that Shlomo Melech is telling people, if you are give people to Chacha like me, you go after me, Acharai, like you come after me and do the same thing I did. So Chein Yimtza, you'll find Chein in the eyes of Hashem, and that's better than a Machlek Lashon, it's better than someone who tells people that they're really okay. Meaning people don't like to hear rebuke, they don't like to hear that they've done wrong. But if you do it, and they're mekabel it, so you did them a great tova, and then Hashem, you'll be motzichin in the eyes of Hashem. But the Medrash says that mochiach Adam refers to Moshe. Mochiach is Moshe, Adam is the Jewish people, that Moshe Rabbeinu gave us tochach, mochiach Adam. So Moshe was mochiach us, acharai, to go after Hashem. So chein yimtze, he'll find chein in the eyes of Hashem. Mi machlik loshen, that's better than a machlik loshen. Who's that? That's Bilam. So Bilam was a machlek lashon. He pretended to like us. How? Right? He blessed us. He was supposed to curse us, and he ended up saying all these wonderful brachos to us. And then, because of that, says the Rabbeinu Bechai, Gava libam v'naflu b'shitim chaf dalet alf. They got gaiva from all these brachos that they got from Bilam about how great we are. They got gaiva, and that's what he says led them to the sin that they did, which caused 24,000 people to die. And that's what the pasuk says, Ne'emanim, I mean, this is the Medrash, Ne'emanim pitzei ohev v'ne'ateros nashika sone. Better to get the hits of someone who loves you than the kisses of somebody who hates you. Because someone who loves you is doing it for your good. Anyway, obviously, Mishnah Torah is all about Moshe giving tochacha to Bnei Yisrael, and it certainly starts that way. So that's why we're talking about Tochacha with the beginning of Dvarim, and because Dvarim is all about Moshe giving Tochacha to Klal Yisrael, the first pasuk is filled with different hints towards that Tochacha. Rabbeinu Bechai explains, once we're on the subject, I guess, of how Chumashim go, so he explains now the connection between all the five Chumashim. So he says that Bereishis is Chiddush HaOlam, saying that Hashem created the world, that there's Schar V'Onish, as we see from the Mabel and all the kinds of people got punished for bad things they did and rewarded for good things. So all those basic Yesodos are in Bereishis, that's Chiddush. So Shmos is Yichud, which I'm going to assume he means the regular, meaning Yichud Hashem is in there's one Hashem. Nobody else controls anything that you find in Shmos. Hashem runs the world and controls everything. And then you have Karbanos. He says Karbanos come from Yichud because Emunas HaYichud leads to Karbanos, which is Kiruv HaKochos. Okay, I'm not going to explain that because I don't obviously fully don't understand that, but that's what he says. And then that's followed by Bamidbar, which is the story of the Jews traveling in the desert to Israel. And they would have gone straight into Israel if not for the Chet HaMeraglim. And that's because Eretz Yisrael should have been one short progression from Yitzhak Mitzrayim or straight into Eretz Yisrael. It just got messed up by the Meraglim. But that's why it's next. And then Devarim, at the end of it, talks about the Gula Hasida, the final Gula. Right towards the end of Devarim, we have a Hazinu and Zos Habracha. So the Devarim is the parsha of the final Gula, so that's the connection. But it also sounds like he's saying, besides that it's separate Devarim and that it's the Gula Achrona, it also has a lot of Musar in it. So he says that it's separate in that sense, and that's why it doesn't start our Parsha and our Sefer of Devarim with the Eila HaDevarim, which you might have expected since it's a continuation. It just starts Eila HaDevarim because it's really separate. It's a new thing. If I understood it correctly, it's a Sefer, since it's a Sefer of Tochacha, it's like a Sefer on Midas Hadin, it's a little separate. And so he says it's part of the Chamisha Chumshei Torah, but it's somewhat separate. We know we call it Mishnah Torah. So he says that it's together but separate. His mashal is like the Esrog, right? We have the Dalad Minim that we're supposed to take together, except the Esrog is not really so together like the Lulav and the Hadassimar, right? Those are really together. The Esrog is part of the group. You have to hold them together, but it's not actually together. It's somewhat separate. So he says, same thing, Devarim is part of Chamishi Chamishi Torah, obviously, but in a sense, it has its own, it's Koveya's Makum La'atzmo, it's its own thing, because it is Mishnah Torah and it's rebuke. He also says it's part of Midas Adin. That's why you find, he says, in this Sefer, Hashem referred to always Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Elokecha, that you don't find in the other Svarim, because that is a shame of Midas Adin. Tell that to the Bible critics. So anyway, so this is a Sefer Midas Adin, so it refers to Hashem different ways, and anyway, that's how it's its own Sefer. Now we have a fascinating Pasuk that says, it's in Pasuk Hei. It says, "Beretz Moav hoil Moshe be'eras haTorah hazos lemor." So he brings the Medrash that the Torah can be explained 49 ways tahor for every shaila. In other words, it could be mem tes panim tahor and mem tes panim tame. I mean, you could give 49 reasons why something should be tahor and 49 reasons why something should be tame. I'm used to the number 70, but that's what it says here. It's 49 ways it could go. Either way, 49 ways this way, 49 ways that way. And that's like the gematria of Moav. So it's 49. So Be'eretz Moav, Ho'il Moshe Be'eretz HaTorah Hazos Lemor, because the Torah can be explained 49 ways in each direction. And listen to this. Everybody knows the famous pasuk in Mishlei that says, "Im tvakshana kekesef achamat monim tach basena." If you search for Torah like kesef, Kamat monim tach basena, and search after it kamat monim. So he says, you guess what mat monim means? Mat monim, mem tes monim, 49 ways. If you search after the Torah, meaning to find every different way to look at the Torah, every different way to explain the Torah, that's the kamat monim tach basena. Fascinating. Okay, the pasuk tells us that Eretz Yisrael was given. It says, "Laseis lahem ulazaram acharehem," to give to them ulazaram acharehem. So Chazal make a drasha, laseis lahem, these are only Mitzrayim. Lizaram, to their children, these are only Bavel. Achareim, Mosa Mashiach. So only Mitzrayim, that's got out of Mitzrayim, conquered Israel the first time. Only Bavel, that's after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash and they came back. That was the second time we were given Eretz Israel. Achareim, Mosa Mashiach, that's the time to be Mosa Mashiach, which is just interesting because that sounds like those are the only three times. So where does that leave us now? I'm not sure what it calls. Either that means this is part of your Moshe Mashiach, or it means it's not called given to us, maybe because we took it. I don't know. I'm just saying it's an interesting thing that it says there are three times. It sounds like three only times that the Jewish people are given to Israel. Ole Mitzrayim, Ole Bavel, Moshe Mashiach. So explain that however you like. Next. It says, Moshe complains, Echa Esalavadi Tarchachem. I just found this fascinating. What does he mean? How can I do this huge tircha? So Rabbeinu Bachai writes, HaTorach sheyesh li she'askil ha-mitzvos l'psoim. I don't have any explanation of this. It's just that the words mean the Torah to explain mitzvahs to fools. I don't know what he meant by that. I don't know. Just pointing it out because it's something to maybe if you could figure out upshot, I'd love to hear it. I'm not sure what he meant to say by that, but that's what he writes. Then we have the famous line that Moshe said, whoever has a kemishpat the lokimhu, but if you have a question, I'll bring it to me and I'll answer it for you. And Chazal made a drasha that he was punished for saying that. That's why he didn't know the answer to the Benos Tzlafchad, because he spoke with Kefi Madrigaso. Obviously, it was some kind of inappropriate way of talking, tikrimun alay shmativ, like I can answer all questions. So he got punished for that. So Rabbeinu Bachai asked, like, he doesn't understand what he did wrong. He said, "Ki mishpat elokim, don't be afraid of anyone, because mishpat elokim hu, Hashem judges, is the, Hashem is going to be the judge and take away from you if you wrongly gave to someone else. Whatever you don't understand, takriven alayish mativ, bring it to me." Well, like, what else should he have said? So Rabbeinu Bachai says the problem was because he had just said kam mishpat elokimhu. When he just said the mishpat is to God and then said, bring it to me, so that sounded inappropriate, I guess, to be in the same sentence or something like that. Also, obviously, Kafi Moshe and his Madrega. there was something not 100% right. So, because as Rabbeinu Bachai writes, "Kimat shehishve atzmo lekono," it's as if it's almost he made himself like Hashem, and that's why it was an onesh. And then we have that Bnei Yisrael were not allowed to go through Edom, and they had to go around Edom, but they weren't allowed to kill Edom. So Rabbeinu Bachai writes, because so that there shouldn't be any pischon peh, in other words, because Edom, that's Esav, did keep it avaim, so the Jews were not allowed to wipe him out. They had to go around, and so that there shouldn't be any pischon peh l'olam haba, that he should, because in other words, this way he Edom just got his char by this not in the hip, by the Jews not going straight through his land and taking care of him, so. That's how he got his schar for his kibud avim, and this way he has no pischon peh l'olam haba to say, I never get my schar. Now, we know the pasuk says Hashem gave them Yerusha to Esav as Har Seir, but Rabbeinu Bachai says that's why he was zocha to them not bothering him now. But we'll get back to them going through Esav shortly. The pasuk then says, V'na'avor me'esachinu b'nei Esav ha'yoshim b'seir m'derecha arva me'ilasum me'etzion gaver. So he brings a message that says, why didn't we have enough schusim to go through Esav? Again, it's a kind of contradictory midrashim, but that's what... Anyway, it says, the midrash says that, Vanavor Mesachinu, it says, Avarnu Midrach, the midrash says, Avarnu Midrachim Harevim Shebetorah. We didn't have enough schus to go through Eretz Yisrael because we didn't keep the Torah. Because again, the pasuk says, Vanavor Mesachinu b'nei Esav ha'yoshim b'seir miderech ha'arava. We went from the ways of Arava, the ways of sweetness of keeping the Torah, me'elas, which it's from the ayolos of Torah, me'etzion gaver, because we listened to the etzion lagaver. We were married in Hashem, and we didn't listen to we attend Asa Benishma. We didn't listen. That's why we didn't have enough schusim to go through Eretz Edom. And then we have, it says, Vahi kasher tamu kalanshe amachama vayidaber shemelai. This is a totally new thing, that when all the people from the Dor Hamidbar, meaning from the Meraglim's time, had died, vayidaber shemelai lemor, Hashem spoke to me. So Rashi there says that from the time of the Meraglim, though, Hashem had not spoken to him. Meaning he hadn't used the lashon of vayidaber, rather had used Vayomer to teach you that all 38 years that the Jews were in the desert, meaning the 38 years after Chet HaMeraglim till they all died, there was no Yichud, lo nisyachi dimo hadibur, that's the Lashon. Dibur wasn't used with Moshe. Vayomer, yes, but Dibur, no. Just to read you the Lashon of Rashi, Rashi says, lo nisyachi dimo hadibur b'lashon chiba panim apanim. You don't have a lashon of chiba of dibor, which is a lashon of lashon chiba panim apanim v'yishav adas. So, because the Shechina is only shara in Klal Yisrael because of the Jews, and since the Jews, Hashem was upset with them. Hashem wasn't miyached himself on Moshe Rabbeinu either with this lashon dibor. Now, as the Mefarshim point out, there are cases where you'll find the word vayidaber. So you need. Either those are exceptions, or they weren't, like this says, Lashon Chiba upon him, whatever the answer is. But generally speaking, Hashem did not speak to Moshe all those years with the Lashon of Vayidaber, rather with Vayomer. So what is clear from that? Obviously, this is Vayidaber, is a Lashon, I mean, normally we say it's a Lashon Kasha, but it's obviously a Lashon of a stronger connection, a higher level of Nevuah, when he speaks to a Navi with a Lashon Vayidaber, than with a Lashon Vayomer. So that's why this pasuk says, when they all died out, Vayidaber Hashem Eli with the Lashon of Dibor. So Rabbeinu Bachai adds on to this, that that's what Yirmiyah says at the beginning of Yirmiyah, Va'omer Ahe Hashem Elokim, Hinei lo yadati daber ki nar anochi. Hinei lo yadati daber. I don't know daber, meaning he didn't reach the level of getting Nevu on the level of daber, rather Lashon, rather as Vayomer. Which he says is called Aspa Klaria Shenamira. Okay. So that Pasuk says, Vayomer, Pasuk Vav, it's in Perak Aleph, at the very beginning Pasuk Vav, it says, Vayomer, Hinei lo yadati daber ki nar anochi, and the next Pasuk is Vayomer Hashem Eli. In other words, that was the point. He was saying he didn't reach the level of Vayidaber, and just reached the level of Vayomer. And we have this pasuk of Achel Teis Pachtecha that I will begin to give your fear over everybody. So Chazal and Gemara and Tainis on Daf Chaf say that the sun stood for Moshe in his Milchama V'Sichon, and everybody knew about it, so that's why everybody was afraid. In other words, it wasn't just known in certain parts. The whole world knew about it because the sun stayed. Right? The sun was Amda for him like it was for Yehoshua in the battle with Yehoshua. So something, a nace, huge nace like that, like the sun not moving or whatever, the appearing to not move, something wasn't moving. So that was the super nace. So that's why he has Achel Teis Pacht Chavirascha Pnei Amim Tachas Kol HaShamayim. In other words, he says, the Rebbeinu B'chai says, Kolomer Shnod HaDavar B'chal Kippa, the entire planet knew about this. So that was a super big nace. It's not Mefurish in the Pasuk, but that's what Chazal teaches, that this was a super large nace known by the whole planet. It just adds an interesting aside from the Medrash that says, Yehoshua said to the sun, Dome, be quiet. V'lomar Amo didn't say, Yehoshua didn't tell the sun when he was telling the sun to not go down. He didn't say, stop moving. He said, be quiet. What does that mean? So he just says that the sun, while it's moving, or whatever that means, we go around it, but it appears to be moving, that's its praise to Hashem. So when Yehoshua said to the sun, don't be quiet, so then everything has to stop. Because the movement of the sun across the sky is either when or how the sun gives praise to Hashem. So if the sun stops giving praise, then everything has to stop. And as it says, "Mizrach Shem Hashem Mavoam Hulal Shem Hashem," its movement across the sky is when it's Mahalal Hashem, or that's how it's on Mahalal Hashem. I'm not sure, but when it told it to stop giving Shabbat, so that means there has to be no movement. Okay, that's just an aside. Then we have Ochel BaKesef Tishbarini VaAchalti. So the Bnei Yisrael were requesting that they be given, that they go through the land, and they would pay for any of the food they would eat. Rak Evra Beraglai. I just want to go through with my feet. So Rabbeinu Chaim says that means Betzivosai, with my legions. Right, this is them talking to Sichon. So Raka Brav Raglai, I just want to pass through your land, Sichon, Biraglai. So if it means Tzivosai, that means the word Raglai always means my legions. So he says, if that's the case, then the pasuk that says, Va'amdu Raglav Bayom Ahu Al Haraz Esim, says Hashem and Lasad Lavo, it'll be Raglav, will be Omid on Haraz Esim. What does Hashem's Raglai mean? So he says it must be Tzivosav, Hashem's legions. Okay, now I want to get into the main thing in this week's parsha, so that's fascinating, the Bnei B'chai, is this business that they told Sichon, let us through your land. Bnei Yisrael said to Sichon, let us walk through your land. Kasher asu li bnei Esav ayoshim b'seir, like Esav did, who led us through the Seir, who lived in Seir. Fa'amoavim ayoshim am, and the Moavim who live in Ar. So this is a Pella. Because everybody asks this, what does that mean? They told Sichon we should go through, like Esav let us go through. Esav did not let them go through. They had to go around. What in the world does that mean? Just like Esav let us through. So Rashi says, he doesn't mean that when they said like Esav did, they don't mean that Esav let them go through the land. Rather, it means Esav sold us food. So do let us through, give us food like Esav did. But then, that's what Rashi says, but then everybody asks, all the Mefarshim on Rashi asks, but then how do you explain the next words? Va'amoavim ayoshim ba'ar. Let us through like Bnei Esav did and like the Moavim did. The Moavim, they didn't even give them food. That's the famous. That's why they can't be Baba Kal Hashem. Because Al Asher lo kidmu aschem belechem ubabayim. So the Moavim didn't give us food, so how does that answer it? Right. In other words, if you want to say like Esav did for me meant as far as giving food, well, then that doesn't fit with the words Ha-Moavim, because the Moavim didn't give us food. So the Mizrahi answers some pretty amazing answers. It's very surprising. I don't know, it's a big chidushim that when we say Lo Yavo Amoni Bekal Hashem, it's for different reasons. The reason why Amon can't come to us is because it's only Amon who wasn't Kidmu Aschem B'Lechem B'Mayin. But Moab, the problem with Moab is because Al Shasachar Alecha is Bilam. That means to say Moab maybe did give us, that's what he's suggesting. Moab did come and give us food, but Moab is a problem because of Bilam. I didn't look up the Mizrahi itself, I just see a quote in the Sifsei Chachamim. So you would wonder, so then why would women be excluded from that? Right, a Moavi lady can join the Jewish people. So why would they be excluded? I don't know. Anyway, listen to Rabbeinu Bachai. Rabbeinu Bachai has a fascinating explanation. He does not agree with Rashi for the reasons we just said, that the Moavim did not give them food, so it can't be that when it says Kasher La'asali B'nei Yisrael had to do with food, because the Moavim did not give them food. Rather, it means when they said, let us go derech artzecha. And that, he says, Bnei Esav did let them do. You got that? What does that mean? Bnei Esav, he says, did not let them go through their Medina, but they did let them through derech artzam. My understanding of that is as follows. Imagine like Saudi Arabia, right? It's a huge land, huge country, but there isn't civilization in every spot. So when the Jews asked to go through Esav, they meant they wanted to go through where the shortest route was to go through the straight way, which was going through cities. You'd be going through where the people lived. That's Derech Medinasi. So that Esav said, Lo sa'avor bi, don't go through me. You can't go through where we live. But he did let them go Derech Artzam, which means they went through what is officially Edom territory, just not where Edom was actually living. That's my understanding of it. He says, "Ki bnei Esav ratzu b'davar zeh sheyavru derech artzam, gam ha-melech shalem melech Edom ha-yorotze b'kach." Everyone was agreed in Edom that the Jews should go through derech artzam, aval lo hinichem lavor derech medinaso, shehu haya derech ha-karov l'eretz Yisrael. That's what he says. It's the difference in going through the Medina versus going through the Eretz. So the Medina, that's my understanding. The Medina means place where people lived, as opposed to the Eretz, that's just the official country. They walked through the official country, they just didn't go through where the Edomites were actually had cities. So that's how he understands Kasher Elosu Bnei Esav. Sounds like an amazing Kiddush to me that the Jews did pass through Eretz Edom, just not where Edom was, not where the kingdom of Edom was, just what its official Edom land. Okay, just to end off, the last thing it says here is that Kihiksha Hashem Lekachas Rucha V'imeitz Es Levavo. So Rebbeinu Bachai points out that this is not normal, as we all kind of know. It says Hashem hardened Sichon's heart, like we know he hardened Paro's heart. So Rebbeinu Bachai just points out that this is, of course, reserved for the super Rishayim who have already done so many averos and have no interest in doing tshuva. So Hashem sometimes hardens their heart to not give them an opportunity for tshuva. This is not normal. This is only for Rishayim HaGemurim, he writes. Okay, have a good Shabbos.